Hamas has agreed to release an American-Israeli dual national believed to be the last living American hostage in Gaza after receiving a proposal to continue ceasefire negotiations. In a statement, the militant group says that it had responded to the offer and would also release the bodies of four other dual nationality hostages.
Hamas leadership delegation received yesterday a proposal from the mediating brothers to resume negotiations, to which it responded responsibly and positively, and submitted its response this morning, including its agreement to release the Zionist soldier Eden Alexander, who holds American citizenship, in addition to the bodies of four other dual nationals. The movement affirms its complete readiness to begin negotiations and reach a comprehensive agreement on the issues of the second phase.
There was no immediate response from Israel. Two Hamas officials tell Reuters the release is conditional on resuming talks on the ceasefire's second phase, reopening crossings and lifting Israel's total blockade imposed 2 weeks ago.